No.
This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Fairway Market. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring sustainability, local foods, and other forward-thinking schools of culinary thought to the minds and kitchens of everyday folks. Our conversations cover the entire spectrum of food enthusiasts, from renowned culinary masters to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking Simply Southern with a dash of kosher soul and yummy spoonfuls. If you're listening live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, our call-in number is 718-497-2128. We have one more week until the unofficial start of fall. With fall, there comes food, and there also comes high holy days for the Jewish community. On the phone, we have the ladies who authored the great cookbook, Simply Southern with a Dash of Kosher Soul. Welcome to Hot Grease.
Hello.
So we have Dina Warbly on the phone, and
it's just Dina today.
Dina, Welcome to Hot Grease.
Thank you so much.
So some of our listeners may be here in New York or around the country, and they hear of Jewish holidays, but don't have a clue which holidays are which. So what holidays are we having coming up in September?
Okay, well, Rosh Hashanah starts, which is September the 8th, and it is our Jewish New Year. And everybody's pretty much familiar with that one. And Yom Kippur is also going to be following that, which is in September also, which is the 17th, which is our Day of Atonement.
So most, when I think about Jewish holidays, I always think about dietary restrictions and also some of the favorite Jewish goodies at the holidays. What are some of the foods that are attached to Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah?
Okay, well, for Rosh Hashanah, we really associate it with apples dipped in honey. I mean, everybody kind of thinks of that. And we want everyone to have a sweet, happy New Year. So we kind of have a lot of sweet items on our table and in our menus. A lot of apples, a lot of, you know, just sweet potatoes and sweet things that people enjoy eating. And it's kind of customary to stay away from bitter things, you know, horseradish and things like that are not sweet. Yom Kippur is a fast day, so really we don't do anything during the day. And then that night when the fast is over with, we'll have, you know, a break fast meal, which is what we call it. And we do, you know, a big meal for that because you've been fasting all day.
So let's talk your book. When I received this book, I was delighted. I'm
good.
A Southerner. And to see the book titled Simply Southern with a Dash of Kosher Soul, I was really excited just to see a book full of recipes that linked both Southern tradition and the Jewish tradition. What was the inspiration behind the book?
Okay, well, we really wanted to do a fundraiser for our school. And really out there weren't any kosher Southern cookbooks. And here in the South, we're limited on kosher restaurants, so we do a lot of entertaining and a lot of cooking in our homes, and we really thought that this would be a market that we could really tap into, and we kind of put a feeler out to see if we could collect recipes and put an article in our paper, and we received over 1,500 recipes, Southern recipes, which was just amazing for us to work with.
So most of your recipes in your school is actually in Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
And could you give me just a brief history about your school? If I'm not mistaken, the school has been there for years upon years.
It has been there for years. It goes from pre-K 3 all the way up to 12th grade. We have a little over 200 kids in it right now. It's high school, you know, lower schools. And it has. It's the foundation of our Jewish community here.
So tell us about the Jewish person that's living in the South. I grew up in a small town in Georgia, Athens, Georgia. You may know Athens. And I'm almost ashamed to say that I only knew one Jewish person. I went to school with him, Adam Klein. And that's the only person that I knew. I mean, Just give me just the life and culture of Jewish people living particularly in Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, I don't think it's that much different than the Jews up north. It's definitely a smaller Jewish community. I think we have about 10,000 Jewish people here in the South, here in Memphis. But, I mean, it's a warm community. It's just, you know, a warm place to be and not that much different from, you know, different places.
Let's talk your favorite. My favorite chapters in your book are definitely the dessert.
Mine too. That's my favorite.
And let's talk, when you think honey, I think about honey cakes. I think I've had honey cakes during probably Rosh Hashanah.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about, highlight some of your favorites in the dessert category.
Okay. Well, we have a chocolate chess pie that is delicious. Easy to make. The one thing that we really kept with this book was we wanted it to be easy to use. We didn't want you to be in the kitchen slaving over, you know, a hot pot and so many different steps to put together. We really wanted to make it a user-friendly book, and I think we accomplished that. We've got some delicious pies in here. Our classic pecan pie is a favorite and a big hit here. We have a 3-day coconut cake that is also delicious for coconut lovers. We've got a lot of wonderful cookies, pickup cookies. We've got a Memphis Bluesberry Crumble Pie that is also a big hit here, with especially with fresh blueberries now that are so delicious. It's a wonderful dish.
And my second favorite chapter, hands down, is fish, seafood.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I love that chapter because it reminds me of... you know, all the great Jewish delis here in New York and,
right.
and how I can go pick up fish. Uh-huh. What's your favorite fish recipe from Simply Southern with a dash of kosher soul?
I'm kind of a salmon person, so I like the apple and horseradish glazed salmon. But I like easy fish recipes are my favorite.
And for folks that are listening who think, this book is not for me, I can contest that anyone who loves food, be it if you're from the north, south, east, or west, this book is definitely for everyone, wouldn't you say?
I would. And we really tried to make sure that everybody was able to use it, whether or not you cook kosher or not. The substitutions are easy. If we're using margarine and you want to use butter for a meat dish, go ahead and use it. We use soy milk instead of, you know, milk because we don't mix meat and milk together. But you can certainly make the substitutions. We did it to make the book kosher, and you can certainly do it and or not do it.
Dina,
thank you so much. Thank you so much
for gracing us. Have a happy Rosh Hashanah and
Yom
Kippur.
Thank you.
A great new year and Labor Day and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Happy fall to you. And I look forward to staying in touch.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, keep listening. We're going to take a short break and come back with the yummy spoonfuls. Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. One more official week to one more unofficial week to the start of fall. I know we have plenty of moms that are listening to our podcast or even listening live. And if you're wondering, what am I going to do about baby food or snacks for my little one? We have the perfect solution. Yummy Spoonfuls, the founder of Yummy Spoonfuls, Agatha Achundu, is on the phone. Agatha, welcome to Hot Grease.
Thank you. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am great. So first of all, I have to say I am a fan of your, well, I like you on Facebook. It's not fan anymore. And when I see your great pictures, I'm not a baby. The other day you posted a beautiful picture of mango baby food. And I was like, wow, that looks good. Your pictures and what you're doing with social media is great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
How many people come up to you and say, oh, I found you on a website, or I found you on Facebook, or I found you on Twitter?
A lot, especially on Facebook.
Wow. So what exactly is Yummy Spoonfuls?
Yummy Spoonfuls is an organic baby food company. It's kind of, though I say organic, it's different because we make our food fresh to order. So it's more like a kitchen away from home, making gourmet fresh food for babies and toddlers.
You're so popular. I think Cookie Magazine, which was definitely one of my favorite moms. I'm not even a mom, but that definitely was one of my favorite magazines. Rated Yummy Spoonfuls. Was it the best baby food in the United States?
Yes, they did. They actually did, which is really funny because when they contacted us to send samples, I was just like, where did they find us? You know, because we've never been, you know, we're in such a big company or anything. But then we sent samples and they contacted us like, oh, you guys won. We've never tasted anything like your food.
So give me some examples of some of the food or snacks that you have, and what ages do you go to?
We actually have three different stages. Our Creamy Yummy, it's the stage one. So these are for babies. We recommend 6 months, 6 to 9 months, but there are babies who will start from 4 months because they are so advanced. And we have, in the Creamy Yummy, we have broccoli, we have papaya, we have peas, green beans, sweet potato, butternut squash. Then I think we have 9 different meals in the stage one. And then stage two, which is 9 months to 12 months, we have things like apricot and brown rice, blueberry, banana, cereal, carrot, sweet potato and broccoli, potato, pan, snip. All our meals are gluten-free. So we use quinoa. Yes, we use quinoa. We use millet and brown rice. We don't do any gluten for babies.
So, Agatha, I think I just heard you say before that all of your food is made to order. Now, you're in Amazon. You're in Whole Foods. Now, how are you able to make the baby food to order for folks?
What that means, like if you order through Amazon, we ship Wednesdays, most often Mondays and Wednesdays. So when your order comes in, sometimes it might take 3 days, it might take 5 days, because we cook it before we send it. We are in Dean and DeLuca. When they place the order, we make it. So at no given time do we have food stored in our freezers.
So people are listening. You said Dean and DeLuca. I know that we have Dean and DeLuca here in New York. There's some in California. There's one in Charlotte. What other places can folks find Yummy Spoonfuls?
They can actually find us if they're in Georgia, in Whole Foods, in Alabama, Charlotte, North Carolina. They can find us in Edfair. And they can find us on our website. If they go to our website, www.yummyspoonfuls.com, they can see the list of all the markets and stores that carries our product, and they can always call us.
Now, I have a question. I have a lot of friends who have kids. They're probably about 4 years old or older. Are you coming out with a snack line for some of the older kids?
We are working on it, but it's really interesting because I teach. We actually have a workshop coming up in, I think, October 15 at the Atlanta Children's Museum. I teach parents how to make healthy snacks, and I do it for free. So whether it's through our blog or through workshops, and hopefully real soon we would come up with some healthy snacks. But there are a million different things that parents can give their four-year-old that really doesn't have all the extras, that is not nutritional for them.
So
just healthy snacks.
So all of our parents who are gearing up, particularly here in New York, school starts next week. What one snack advice or food advice would you give to parents that are listening for the start of the school year, from your arm babies to your 5 to 6 year olds?
I mean, I have a 5-year-old, and so I would just get from it a lot of fresh fruits. We don't even realize how much kids love fresh fruits. I do broccoli, carrots. Kids, it's crunchy, don't even cook it. And have a nice organic dip that you can get either from Whole Foods or from Trader Joe's. But there are lots of healthy bars that you can find now in stores that doesn't have all those fillers in it.
Exactly.
So if you're packing a snack bowl, like I pack lunch and snack for my son, today what he actually had, I made a smoothie. He had carrots and he had apple and iced water.
Cool. Agatha, thanks for your advice for all of our parents that are listening. If you are a mom-to-be, auntie, whatever, and you know someone that's looking for 100% organic baby food, check out yummyspoonfuls.com. Agatha, thanks for joining us on Hot Grease, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Thank you. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, we're going to take a quick break, come back with a 30-second update on events here in New York around food. Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced by Jack Inslee and engineered by Nat Wiener. This program is being sponsored by Fairway Markets. My favorite Fairway in the whole wide world is the Red Hook location. Also, let me give a Southern Girls hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. The location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. So, I keep talking about next week. Why do I keep talking about next week? I guess, you know, the weather changed a little bit here in New York and it's back hot, but it's official. Summer is coming to an end. And also, the other good news is next Monday will mark 1 year of Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. How about that, y'all? Haha. So all next month, I'm going to be doing a lot of cool things here in New York City. Keep listening and looking on foodcultures.com. May have a party and a few giveaways, but I just wanted to highlight some of the things that I'm involved with this month and places that you can catch me at for my New York people, or if you're going to be in town. On the 25th, on Governor's Island, there will be the Vindy Awards. Is the 6th annual Vindy Awards. I am on, I think you've heard me say this before, the benefit committee. The Vindy Awards is all about raising money for the Street Vendor Project. And it'll be on Governor's Island on the 25th from 12 to 5. It's sold out. But if you have a little extra money, you still can get some sponsored packages starting at, I think, maybe $100 or $200. So check that out. And on the same day, on the 25th, Heritage, meaning Heritage Radio Network and Heritage Food USA, is having a big shindig here at Roberta's Restaurant. It is starting, I don't know the start time, late in the day, but great food. I think it's going to be $100, but like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 courses of food, beer from the hottest top chefs in New York City. So I'm going to check that out, two things in one day. Some other cool things that are going on actually in Milwaukee on September 11th and 12th, Growing Power. The brain or the organization of Will Allen, MacArthur Genius grantee, is having his annual conference. So a lot of New York people are going to be there. I might pop in, haven't decided if I'm actually going to go or stay here. But growingpower.org, you can find the information about the conference there in Milwaukee. Hungry Filmmakers. I think this is the fifth or the sixth one. It is curated by Shelley Rogers. She's been on the show before. Kathy Irway has a show here on Heritage Radio Network. And Jimmy Carbone, they put together this film series. They do it, I think, 2-3 times a year. I'm going to be moderating a panel. And that is going to be on September 28th. So look out for that. And that's in conjunction with Eat Local Week and Eat Local Month. So Edible Manhattan is doing a whole week of Eat Local, tons of events. And there's a Eat Local Month going on, sponsored by NOFA, which is an organic farm association for New York City. So there are a lot of things going on. Can't forget Brooklyn Food Coalition. It's having an event in Fort Greene, a big grub fest, very grassroots community-based thing for the folks in Fort Greene. And that same day, Farm City is going on in Carroll Gardens. So if you're in New York City, you need to, you know, check the calendars. I'm going to update my calendar on foodcultures.com. And check me out. Holler at me. I'll have my recorder. We can do some little snippets and have you on the radio. So, folks, very exciting month here on Hot Grease. As always, thanks for listening. And join me every Monday if you're listening live at 3:30 right here on Heritage Radio Network. Keep pressing subscribe on iTunes. Leave your comments on iTunes. Until next week or next time you press play on your podcast, always take the road less traveled.